Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Chav Gimel. We are on Chav Beis Mabeis. Today is Kol Nidre Day in Daf Yomi Land, as we'll get to on Ahmed Beis, the source for Kol Nidre, as we alluded to already yesterday when we spoke about the importance of, significance of Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur and the comparison of Rabbi Nassan's statement of Noda Ki Ilu Ban Abama. What did the Nedarim have to do with the time period of Yom Kippur? That'll come up on Ahmed Beis on today's daf. But first we have now Chav Beis Ahmed Beis. Towards the bottom, about the 10th to last line or so. Mishtabach le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava was telling Rav Nachman, b'Rav Schora, about Rav Schora, the Adam Gadol Hu. He was telling him how great of a man he was. Rava was telling Rav Nachman that Rav Schora was something amazing, and you really should get to know him, and when he's around, you know, you should really try to connect to him. The Gun Ashas here quotes, look in Brachas Lamed Ches, right? There are various stories like this when one Amora is telling another Amora that so-and-so is a great man. So, Amar Lo, L'kashi Avo Liadcha, Havieu Liadi. So, Rav Nachman is very excited. He says, okay, so Rav, when he comes to visit you, when he stops by, please bring him to me. Havi Le Nidra L'mishra. So he once came, and he had a neder to be matir. Rav Schora had made a neder, and he needed it to be matir. So also the kamid Rav Nachman. So he goes in front of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman now is in front of this man that he has been told so much about, and he says to him, Amar Lena Darta Adaita Dahachi. He starts trying to help him out, trying to get out of his nether, as we spoke about yesterday. What's the difference between, or 2 days ago, the difference between a charata and a pesach, and different ways of undoing midarim? So he says, did you make a nether with this das in mind? Adaita dahachi. So Amar Leil in, he says, yeah, I had that in mind. That one's not going to work. Adaita dahachi in, yeah, I also had that in mind. Kama zimnin, he kept saying it four times, five times. He kept trying to give him good excuses. And he kept saying, nah, no, I had that in mind. No, that's not going to work. No, that's not going to work. Ikpid Rav Nachman, finally, Rav Nachman got very upset. Got upset, he's like, enough already. What, every one of these you had it in mind? Amar Leil zil akilech, and he says, please, you gotta go out for a few minutes. I gotta calm down. Go out to the porch. Go out to the area outside. Nafag Rav Schora upazak pischal anashir. Rav Schora went out, and all of a sudden he had an epiphany. He said, oh, now I have a pesach for myself. I could come up with it myself. Why? I know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rebbe Yomer, the beginning of the second parak. Ezo hi aderech shi yishara, shi yavar lo ha'adam. What is the best path for a person to choose for themselves? Kol shehi tiferes lo seha, v'tiferes lo min ha'adam. Anything that is full of glory, anything that gives makes proud the one who is doing it, and the ones who see it being done. Min ha'adam. So, says Rav Schora to himself, I never wanted to make Rav Nachman so upset. You know, I wouldn't have done that if I knew, you know, how bad, how upset he would be and frustrated he would be. And that was his way, his Pesach of getting out of it. Again, remember, Charata is when I was in a state originally that I was not calm. That was Charata. But Pesach means some type of circumstance that came up that I didn't know about, and therefore he was matir it. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. What does it mean, shorel anafshe? Is that literal? Was he matir it himself? So Pashas is, Rav Rishonim say, just means he came up with the svara himself, but maybe he then went back to Rav Schora and says, went back to Rav Nachman and says, I got one, and I made you upset, and I never really thought that that would happen. So there is, that is what most Mefarshim assume it means. The Ron here on the bottom, third to last line, wonders why didn't he also start with Charata? He was only, Rav Nachman here was looking for a Pesach. Did you have this in mind? Did you have that in mind? What about Charata? We said, what was the last time we just said? We paskin, poskin, becharata. Right? You could also be posek with Charata. So why wouldn't that have worked? So says the Ron, third to last line, Afal pi, haidelo pasak le becharata. Afal pi, the Rav Nachman gufe pasak hilchasa, the poskin becharata. Didn't Rav Nachman just paskin, right, a few lines ago? Right, we just had, Amar Rav Nachman, poskin becharata. So why didn't he have that suggestion? He's only looking for a Pesach, which could be harder to find. Charata is, were you mad when you said this? Were you out of control? Pesach, you have to find a whole new idea that you didn't have in mind. So why? Number one, Lefisher of Nachman, Hayamakir, Bidder of Schora, Dolo Asala Kame, Elakadishim Solo Pesach. Shahayamakhir Alatsmo, Shalolios, Nitar Bacharata. After everything that I was told about this man, that he is such a great tzaddik, he mistama has the higher standard. And he mistama won't rely on charata. And that's why, even though I hold that it's mutter, you can be poseach b'charata, I'm sure that he doesn't poseach b'charata. I'm sure that he holds the higher standard, and that's why he's looking for a Pesach. Number one. Number two, yesh b'farshim, last line, she'oso neder haya ke'ein dvar mitzvah. That nether that Rav Schora must have taken, we don't know what the nether was. Doesn't say. But it must have been some type of dvar mitzvah. Why? Or how? Kigon shenader lehisanos man yadua. That he was noted to fast for a certain amount of time. Vihisanem mixas osos man. And he fasted a certain amount of that time. Vihilu on top now. Vihilu avi mischari talikar aneder. And if I would do, says Rav Nachman to himself, if I would do charata, yovad schar ta'ani yosav shehisana, imayatoal harishonos. He would lose all of the schar of all the fastings that he has already done. Lefichach lohayim ischarit. That's why he wasn't looking into charata, he was only looking into Pesach. What did Ran just say? The Ran just gave us another insight into the difference between Pesach and charata. Right? So said by a number of the Achronim, said by the Rav Shimon and others, seems to be from the Ran that Pesach and charata work very differently from each other. The Machane Ephraim says this, that charata undermines it from the beginning. Right? What we recall, Ne'ekar l'mafreya, the Gemara elsewhere is mechalik between Hatara and Hafara. Megas Gaias, right? Is it cut right away, or is it Ne'ekar l'mafreya, or is it uprooted? But this Gemara, this Ran, seems to say that even within Hatara, there's a difference between Pesach and Charata. That's what it seems to say. The Ayala Rashachar says, Chiluk bein sheneder shuter adei Charata, bein neder shuter adei Pesach ubakach, shem huter adei Charata, ne'ekar af hadibur shel haneder l'mafreya. You were angry when you did this? Okay, I uproot everything. It's as if you didn't make the neder. So everything I've done since then also is uprooted. Says the Ran, Imshad of Rav Nachman. So he didn't want to do this because then Rav Schora would lose all the schar, everything he's done up until now. Masha enkein ba'afara ayde Pesach, af shahad neder batal l'mafreya, mikol makom, ein kan bitul al dibur shel haneder, lefichach lo yapsid shel ha-mitzvah. The effects are stopped, but the whole thing isn't uprooted. And therefore, based on, like I said before, based on Shara Yosher in Shara Beis, the difference is, they both somewhat uproot, but, because the Gemara says that elsewhere, but it's what we would call l'mafreya l'mafreya, u'mekan l'haba l'mafreya. Right? Charata is okerit, but is it, how is it okerit? Is it that it never existed, ever, now, we look at it that way, that's charata, or Pesach is what we would call mikanu l'haba l'mafreya. Like Reb Chaim says, Breira works. It's mikanu l'haba l'mafreya. In its time, it did exist. But right now I'm allowed to view it as if it didn't exist. But not that it really never existed halachically. Halacha says, when you look back, it didn't exist. But at the time, it did exist. So that could be the difference. And therefore, b'shaito, it was fine. It was a good nether. Right? And this is a shaila that he alluded to a couple of days ago. That a serious shaila comes up sometimes. Let's say I'm going to be shoel on Hafrashas Truma. I was mafresh truma with a bracha, and now for some reason I have to undo that. Or I was mafresh challah with a bracha, and then for some reason I have to undo it. I was mafresh the challah, and then it got mixed up back into the dough. So now what? Now what do I do? So I can throw everything out, not the best choice. Or am I shoel on afresh, and then I'm going to have to do another one. So fine, I'm shoel, but now what happens to my bracha that I made originally? Is it a bracha levatala? Do I make a new bracha on the second afresha? And are those two questions connected? Do you say, if it is a bracha levatala, or is the second one, make it a new bracha levatala, or do I say, no, neither are bracha levatalas. It's what we would call mikan l'haba l'mafreya. It undoes it, but at the time you did bracha number one, that was fine. When you do bracha number two, that was fine. Okay, just because you undo it later doesn't mean that what you did at the moment was inappropriate. So that is based on this second day of the Ran, answering the question of why Rav Nachman did not suggest Charata and only Pesach. Number one, he thought that he might not have held of it, higher standard, or because he wanted to keep the schar, keep what he had done, and not uproot everything. So along the way, Rav Schora said to himself, I know the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, that is what I live by, and if I would have known that this would have caused Rav Nachman so much pain and so much frustration, I wouldn't have done this. Rabbeinu Yonah in Perkei Avos on this Mishnah, at the beginning of the second para, quotes the Rambam. He thinks that this Mishnah could be the basis for the Rambam's Shvil HaZahav. The Rambam of always living a balanced personality, always living not extreme to one side or the other side, except, as we said yesterday, for Kas and Gaiva. But besides those two, one always has to be balanced. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, he invokes that Rambam on this Mishnah. What derech should you choose? Kol she teferes lo sal, teferes lo min ha'adam. It has to be something that makes you proud, it makes other people proud. Sometimes if I'm at an extreme, I can make myself proud, or I can make peer pressure proud, but I'm not proud. But if I'm balanced, then I can make both proud. I can make myself proud, and I can make others proud. And that is the Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that this is where the Rambam gets it from. Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon Zatzal, period, so it's a Mishnah. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah lived after the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban were cousins, and they overlapped. They were cousins. So he lived a little bit after the Rambam. He was the one that declared 100 years after the Rambam that he feels that the book burnings that took place in Paris were a punishment for the burnings that they did of the Rambam Svarim. That's what he declared. And that's why there's a minhag to fast on Friday at Parshas Chukas, because of Zos Chukas HaTorah. Different minhag, but again, Rabbeinu Yonah was the one that said that he feels that it's Mida Keneged Mida, Klal Yisrael is being punished. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, quoting the Rambam, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, Zos Pirsos Mishnah Lamidos, Lasik, or even it's even in the Pirsos Mishnayas, Lasos and Alderacha em Tsous, Shehu Aderacha Muvchar, Vitiferas Loseha, Shemichino Leif Tahor La Adam, Umishadesh Bekirbo Ruach Lechona, Vitiferas Lomina Adam, and he continues, and he says, you know, always have that balanced halachic personality. So that's the Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah. Basically, Ben Adam Lamako, Ben Adam Lachavero, there's got to be a balance. Rav Hutner that we like to quote on the Maimon Har Sinai version of Parshas Mishpatim, Perach Avdalit and Shmos, where Rashi quotes the Chazal, when Moshe Rabbeinu took the Karbanos by Maimon Har Sinai, and he took half of the Dam, and he sprinkled it on the Am, and he took half of the Dam, and he sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. Rashi quotes that a Malach came and split the Dam in half to allow Moshe to split it. Then asked Rav Hutner, you needed a Malach to come and split the Dam? What, Moshe couldn't split the Dam himself? He wouldn't have been too exacting, says Rav Hutner. Lest anyone in history ever say that one part of your avoda is more important than another part of the avoda, a malach came and split it. On the mizbeach that symbolizes the ben adam lamakom, the relationship that you have, what you're proud of, right? And on the am is ben adam lachavero, and they're exactly equal. But malach v'chilako, split it. So here it's more ben adam la'atzmo and ben adam la'chavero, but we'll connect. You could also say ben adam la'atzmo is connected to one's religious personality, to the ben adam la'makom element, and that's the ultimate avoda, that the package of avoda that we have to be involved in. So that's the first story. Rav Nachman, Rav Schora, etc. Next, second to last line. Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Habile Nidra Lamishra. Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, had an neder to matir. Asala kamayod rabbanan. He came in front of the rabbis. Amre le nadar tadai tadahachi. Amar in, yes, sorry, that doesn't work. Adai tadahachi in kamazimnin. Again, they tried it a few times. Vahavi mitztari rabbanan, and the rabbanan were having difficulty. They were mitztair mishimsha latulo mitulo lishimsha, from the sun to the shade, and from the shade to the sun. What does that mean? They were having difficulty. What exactly does that mean? So the Marsha here says that the houses in those days, let alone the Bate Medrash, the houses in those days, says the Marsha, were built with half roofs. Half roofs. Part of the room was roofed and part of it wasn't. Shamati, says the Marsha, Sheyesh ba'aratzos, bonim lehem batin, chetzion mekura, v'chetzion she'ena mekura. Half with a roof, half with a roof, without a roof. Milamala. Ubishachres uba erev kishahashemesh enocham kolkach. In the early morning or in the evening when it's not so hot, heim yoshvim b'makom shenim makura. they sat in the place which was not roofed. It was exhilarating, it was breezy, it was beautiful, it was comfortable. You want to be outside. So that's where they used to sit. Ubit Saharayim, but in the afternoon, Kishahashemesh Cham Yoshvim B'makom Amakura. Then they moved to the roofed area. V'chein haya binyan beis hamedrash shelahem. And v'zeo shamar, and that's what it means here. They were mitzar in the beis medrash tahainu. Mishachris shoyu b'shemesh ad shoyuponim l'tulo umitzarayim shoyuponim shuv l'shimsha. It just means the whole day. The whole day, in the sun time, in the shade time, back and forth, and they're having difficulty being matir, his nadir. The Shizu Kubetza says they did it by purpose, in order to create a Pesach, like in the case of Rav Schora. They dafka did it, they went to be in a state of bother. That's what he says here. Iker kavanasam, says the Shita. Hoysa shahatsar hazeh ye Pesach l'nadir. Alkein amar lo, and that's why the next line, the Amora that's involved comes and saves the day. Right? Continue, go to the next line. Amar le bitnis, bereder Abishol ben bitnis. He's named after his grandfather. Mina darta daita de misari rabbanon mitul shibshibshibshol atula. Right? Did you have this in mind? Amar lo, he says, no, I didn't realize that the rabbis are going to have such pain and be so uncomfortable. Vishar yua. So based on that Pesach, they were matirit. Same type of understanding of the Pesach as before. Where's the last time in Daf Yomi Shimsha Latula Tula Shimsha came up? End of Ksubis. So they didn't want to say Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. So when it was sunny and it was too hot, they went to the shade. The shade is too hot, right? Just 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago we had that at the end of Ksubis. In the Chashuke Chemed, the case is brought to Rav Zilberstein. Case is brought Sheila. There was a kehila in Chutz La'aretz, Banu Beis HaKnesses. Right, so this is going to be easy for us because we're learning Nedarim Daf Chav Gimel. But he gets the Shaila and he has to have all of Shas on his fingertips. And where is there a precedent or a model for this in anywhere in the halachic literature? There was a shul in Chutz La'aretz. They built a shul. V'ha iriyah ha-mekomit asra l'vtoach bo harbei chalonot. Whatever, the governmental, local government said it's also to have too many windows. Biglal sha'ein mispalin tazik l'shchenim. The neighbors don't want you to look all on their property, and it's, sometimes neighbors could come up with, religious institutions. So we don't have too many windows. Hamahandesitzia, so the engineer said, great idea. You want more light in the shul? Because you can't have too many windows. Livnosis chati beis haknesses makura, v'chetzia pasuach l'shamayim. Umishamti kanes ora la beis haknesses. Right? That maybe it means like a skylight, like a retractable roof. I don't know exactly what the case was. I mean, it could be totally open with the rain coming in. Maybe it means like a retractable roof and like some domes. Chelek me'am is palim mi'irim shezeh davar chadash asu min haTorah. Right? And some say, how can you build a shul like this? Nobody makes shul like the Chasam Sofer is famous. Chadash asu min haTorah. Lo shamanu v'lo reinu beis haknesses bisugzeh. Otoanim, and then it says in the rainy season, right, it's going to cause problems. That's why it seems like mamish, there was no roof. But either way, he says, Shuva, he says, Ein lachshosh bazem yishem chadash. Tibagag vechadom ein lachshosh me chadash. Rakish osim, what's chadash? When you're changing something of the tsura of the shul, like the Chasam Sofer's Shuva about where you put the bima. He screamed about putting the bima in the front of the shul. He says, that's chugas ha'akum. The bima's got to be in the middle of the shul. You got to have seats in front of the bima. You can't have it right in front. That's like what it looks like in the other religions' temples. But that's changing the goof. But the roof, he doesn't think it's a problem. And then he says, I'll bring you a raya sometimes. That external structural differences aren't bad. Herdus built the Beis HaMikdash. He did shiputzim. He helped out the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'ofa she'in nirik gali hayam. The Gemara says he made it look beautiful, made it look like waves from the outside. He wanted to make it all gold. Ruach HaChamim Warnoche. And this is external. And they were happy about that. And then he says, Ubar Mindain, and forget that. I'll show you where there is an example of this in Shas. The Darm Chav Gimel, the Marsha, Shamati, they used to build things like that in Mavur B'Marsha. Shekvar Hayu Bati Medrash Ke'elu, Ve'ein Chan Chadash Asim in HaTorah. So, there's nothing Chadash, so he has Marshas and the Darims on his fingertips, Baruch Hashem, and he puts it into play when we have, he gets Shilas. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, Havalei Nidra L'Mishra. And he had a neder to be mater, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, also the Kamayo de Rabbanan. They came in front of them. Amru Leia Nadarta Adaita Tahachi Amarlahu in. Yes. Nadarta Adaita Tahachi Amarlahu in. Kama Zimnin. So, same thing, and nothing was working. Kivan Tachasahahu Katsra. When there was a certain Katsra, a launderer, a dry cleaner, Dimitztari Rabbanan, this launderer was walking by the Bez, and he saw that these rabbis were having a lot of trouble. He saw that they were very upset with this noder that they couldn't find Pesach for him. Machye ba'ochla de katzris. He takes his launderer kli that he uses for the clothing, right? The Mefarish says, kli shemesimin bo hakopsin bigdehen, right? That they put the clothes in some type of serious kli, and he banged him over the head with it. He banged the Rishol Rabbi Yossi over the head with it. Amar adaita de machi le katzri lo nadri. He says, I didn't have in mind that it would lead to the launderer bopping me over the head with this. V'ashari l'nafshe. So, they mounted it based on this Pesach. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amalei Ravache b'difti l'ravina. Hai noladhu. D'lo masig adaiti d'machi le'katsra. Right? New topic. We never had this one before. We've had being matired by Charata, being matired by Pesach, but now there's a unique type of Pesach, which the Gemara later on has a machlokas tanoim, whether it works. Vitanina ain't poschen lo benolad. If you look at the Mishnah later on, in paragraph Elazar, daf samach dalit amid aleph, beginning of paragraph Eliezer Omer, the ninth paragraph of Nedarim, machlokas tanoim, Omer Eliezer, poschen bedolad, vachachabim ostrim. What does that mean? No one means a Pesach that you had no idea. You couldn't have thought that that would happen. Nolad, like we know on Shabbos, there's Nolad. There are like five types of Nolad. The Shmir Shabbos has a long footnote, about two and a half page footnote, about different types of Nolad and Molid, and Nolad that you knew about a little bit, and Nolad that you cause, and Nolad that Hashem causes, and all different types of Nolad. Some are Muksa, some are not Muksa, some are held by some Rishonim, and some by others. But here, Nolad. Nolad is something that I didn't know about. So, says Rav Acha to the Ravina, so could this guy have thought that the launderer would bop him over the head? How can you say that? What about according to the opinion that says in Poschim and Olan? That's not good. You can't say, oh, if you would have known. No, it's totally a new item. So how could you have it based on this? Right, the Rush is Lashon here. See the Rush right on the side? De me'acher she'eno matsui. Since it's not common. To lo masaka daite she'yera dover zeh. There's no way he could have thought about this. Lo havi charata, lakar neder meikaro. So he couldn't have thought about that. He uses the lashon of charata there, but what he means is that you can't get rid of the neder because you know he shouldn't have known about this. So says the Gemara. Answer Amar lei, and you have to figure out what's considered shchiach, what's not shchiach. Amar lei, hi lav noladu. No, it's not so unusual. Dishchichi apikure de mitzari rabbanan. It's shchiach that these launderers act in a wild, crazy way. You know, they're somewhat wild, and therefore, you know, you have to realize that sometimes there are some of the crazy people out there, I don't know if it's crazy people, some of the people who have a certain temperament might do things, and therefore it's not called totally nola. We'll have to see what examples are nola, what's even more unusual than that, but that is the answer to the Gemara, that is not totally unusual. End of that story. Here in the Shalmei Nedarim, he points out that it is interesting that you could say that, oh, it's not so unusual for this launderer to act in a wild way, but is it common for him to hit people over the head in front of Beis Din? Is that so common? That's pretty uncommon. So how do you define nolad, matsui, and eno matsui? Is it just that this person acts in a wild way in general, or specifically this act could happen? It must be the former. Because this act is very unusual. Especially if you think about it, says Shalmei Nedarim, this personality means he's wild. But he's bopping him over the head for the covet of the Rabbanon. Because, oh, if you knew, the rabbis would get so upset. So it's kind of the opposite of what we would have expected. So it's really unusual. He says, it must be good enough. That's the Shalmei Nedarim Ha'ari. He's quoting the Maharit, actually. Ka'a kasava Maharit. Even though the reason for the hitting he would never have come up with. that he would come, the Kobis would come and comfort the covenant of the rabbis. V'yakenu hika upatsua. Why? Demishu poker b'milsa. Whoever does that, the shayach v'shriach that pakar, whoever does that, they're not doing it to save the rabbis, to protect the rabbis. Aval, but that's what you see. Kivan shaka atzma shriach. Since the hitting itself is common, is good enough to be considered not nolad, be considered a regular Pesach. Efshar hu gamke shisarenu al sivakal es geneder hilkach lo avi nolad ela matsui mikri, and he applies it to other sugyas, but that's the ha'ara of the shalmei nedarim. Tsari Rabbanan. I mean, Tsari Rabbanan is the, well, the Tsar Rabbanan here, so you might say, oh, that's the Shriach, that the Rabbanan get upset and frustrated about people's behaviors. So maybe that's it, but it sounds like from the Gemara that it's the Hakah. That's what it sounds like. It's the hitting. It doesn't sound like, right, if it was just about the Rabbanan getting upset, that would be somewhat more common. So we're not Poseach Benolad. We have to be Roes Anolad, but we're not Poseach Benolad. It's the first page, the Baruch Sha'amar in his commentary on Siddur quotes that. Right, it says, isn't it amazing that we start off davening every day with Matovu? We're quoting Bilam HaRasha. Matovu Alecha Yaakov, the Marshal and the Tshuva. We're going to talk about this in Parshas here in 2 weeks. Right, the Marshal and the Tshuva, he didn't say Matovu. I'm not quoting Bilam the first thing in the morning. I'm not quoting that. So the Tar Tamima said, no. Ezeu Chacham HaRoa Es HaNolad. You have to look at the Nolad, not the Molid, the one who gave birth to the thought, but the Nolad, to the thought itself. And if it has something of beauty, if it has something of value, especially in that it was divinely inspired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so, you know, Matovu Manoim, right? Therefore, that's our minhag to say Matovu. Okay, that's Roa Es HaNolad. Weiter. Next story. Second to last skinny line. Tibisu da Abaya Havilahu Barta. The wife of Abaya had a daughter from a previous marriage. Hu Amar Lekrivoi. Abaya says, she's got to marry one of my relatives. I got some great relatives. Vihi Amra Lekriva. And she says, no, one of my relatives. Amar La Titsara Hanasi Alecha Alayach. He says to her, honey, I love you very much, but all hana, my hana is also on you, if you marry your daughter off to one of your relatives, that's it, it's all finished. It's over. You know, all my hana is also on you. And guess what? That's what happened. Azlus va'avris al-daite v'intzava l'kriva. Abaya's wife went and did it. So the shaila is, was this neder chal? Asa l'kamedir of Yosef. So Abaya comes up in front of Yosef, Omer le, and he says, did you really think your wife wasn't going to listen to you? Ilu havi yadat davart al daitech uminsav ala lekriva mi adarta. Would you have made such a neder if you knew your wife wasn't going to listen? All my loves, and no, the shayir of Yosef, and Rav Yosef. Okay, great. So he's matured. Right, and Pesach, you didn't know this was going to take place. Umi shariki agavna says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Do we matur based on that? Meaning what? It's basically asking if you knew that the neder wouldn't have been fulfilled, would you have made the neder? Every neder is like that. What kind of Pesach is that? Oh, if you knew, you can't get Hana. If you knew, she would get Hana. How does that work? That Pesach is exactly mamish from the nether. So, do we matter things like that? In, the Gemara says, yes, sometimes we do. V'yotanya, after all, the following b'raisa. Maisa b'adam echad shehidir es ishto milalos l'regel. One time, a man said his wife cannot be ol regel. What does that mean? Women have a chiv of ali l'regel. What does it here mean by ali l'regel? So, the rush says right here, va'also l'regel, shahayu miskabsin lishmoa hadrasha. Doesn't have to mean regel, according to the Rush. It means when they used to get together to hear the big shiurim. Va'af ha'noshim ayu nohagas mitzvah, lavo shama, viliros b'kvoda shel Torah. The women also used to come to see Kavod HaTorah. In those days, they weren't literate. In those days, they might not have understood everything, but they came for Kavod HaTorah. So, he didn't want his wife to go there for some reason. Right? So, that takes the teeth out. Maybe it doesn't really mean Alila Regel. But let's just finish the story, and then we'll come back. V'avral Daito, and she violated, v'also Regel, and she went. U'balifnei Rabbi Yossi, Amarlo, v'ilo ha'ita yodea sho'veres al daitcha, v'ola Regel, klum hidarto, would you have done it? Amarlo lo, v'hitiru Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi allowed it. A couple of important points to talk about. Number one is the Ran. The Ran says, why isn't this just an example of Nidrei Zeruzin, as we're talking about? Remember that's where this parak started. Arba nedarim yidir chacham. Remember the four nedarim that are automatically mutter? One of them, what was the first one? Zeruzin, where the two people are having a transaction and they each want to just encourage the other one. I'm not selling you less than four. I'm not selling you more than two. And we say they're not serious. We say it's just an encouragement. So isn't that what's going on here too? He just wants to make sure his wife doesn't marry, the daughter doesn't marry somebody else. He wants to make sure that his wife doesn't go. So he says that. So why isn't that just a regular case of Nidre Zeruzin? Ask the Ran. Why do you even need Hatara here? Says the Ran, V'im Tomar, right in the middle of the skinny lines. It's only like a third of the way down. V'im Tomar, Umay Mitzamahina Meikara. Umi Shari Yachi. What's the kasha of the Gemara? Umay Ben Zula Nidre Zeruzin. Demas Nisan. Adarab, Ohailolo, Marsha Nether Mutar Me'elah. It shouldn't be of, how could we matter this? It should be, what do you even need to be matter it? It's just an encouragement neder. But it's not a real neder. It says the Ran, what's the difference? V'yesh lo mar de lo dami. De nidre zeruzin demas nisan. Ein piv v'libo shavin shal mocher. V'lo shal okeach shavin. Right? Even when they originally made the neder, they didn't really have in mind what they were saying. Right? Even if I'm not selling you for less than four. I didn't really mean that. I'll sell you for less than three, for three also. So even that's a Nidre Zeruzin, where you're not serious about what you're saying even originally. But a buyer really didn't want the daughter to marry her relatives. He was serious. That's not a Zeruzin. He was serious at the original moment. So this is not a regular case of Nidre Zeruzin. So the Ran says, okay, so then what about this case, second to last skinny line? What about later on? We quoted it already, where somebody makes a neder that he wants the guy to eat Shabbos lunch by him. And he makes a neder to encourage him. And that's a real neder. I asked her all, whatever we had, even just water and tasting. And that works like a regular, right? The Maishna, second to last skinny line, Meharotze Sheyochal Chaveru Etzla, Umadiro, Damar Blazer Ben Yaakov, the Nidre Zeruzin Have. At least according to one opinion, it is Nidre Zeruzin. And there also, he really wants his friend to come to him. And it's originally, and he has that in mind, so why is that any different? So then he says, well, there's a big difference between lunch and marriage. You know, lunch, you could say, he's somewhat, Pivalibo Shavin, but you know, it's still Nidre Zeruzin. But Abaye is very serious. We're talking about who they're going to marry, right? So that's much more serious, and we assume that he is has it in mind. Last word on the second wide line. Aval Bahai Uvda de Debisu da Abaye. Tika Kpe de Tvela Abaye. Ki Mitzvala de Debisu Lakriva. Vada Ikala Memer de Vadafka Hidira. And that's why it's not automatically Hutard, but it is. It needs to have a Pesach, which was found in this case. The Achronim talk about here also the issue of Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh. That is a question in the Achronim. Is there any type of Kiyum to be Ola Regel Bizman Hazeh when there is no Beis HaMikdash? There are a couple of Gemaras that hint to or point to that practice. The question is it Lamaisa at all? So Rabbi Maritz Chayes, and all the beginning of Gittin, and over here, and all the places he corresponds and cross references. So says the Maritz Chayes right here. Nira Beinai, Afalgav du Rabbi Yosi Lacher Churban Haya. Even though he lived after Churban Abayis, Ubizman Rimei Rabbi Yehuda Darshen Yacher Churban Abayis. Becholzos Hochachti B'Makom Acher. I have proven elsewhere. The af acher hachurban hayu noagim la'alos l'regel k'sasam lehis palel b'Yerushalayim b'makam ha'mikdash. They used to go, says the Maharaj, doesn't say that he went, but it said they used to go in the times of the Amoraim for a couple hundred years after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Kamosha Matzinu b'Breishis Rabbah, he quotes a Breishis Rabbah, and he quotes a Medrash Koheles, and he quotes various deists. He quotes quotes Rabbi Akiva, Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, he quotes various deists. U'becholzos ol regel, and then he says, V'ulai hikrivu karbanos b'makam ha'mikdash. Lafi ha'alacha makrivim alfa b'shein shambayis. Maybe they even gave karbanos. Right, we paskin. You don't need to base a mikdash, just need to mizbeach. So maybe they did that. Right, and he quotes, he says, I am Rush, right, on the Gemara elsewhere, Chulu, and he quotes different deus. Anyway, that's the Maharaj Chayes' comment, that he thinks there wasn't an idea of being Ola Regel even Bisman Hazeh. So Maker then we pass, and there is no obligation at all. Is there a Kiyum to go? Maybe there's a Kiyum to go. There is one regel, though, that certain Achronim say that one really should. And what is that? That is the Chumrah of the Arach Laner. It's quoted in the Bikur Yaakov, his Sefer on Sukkah. You know, the mitzvah de Oraisa, to shake a lulav, is only the first day in the Beis HaMikdash. And the rest of the day, L'chatam Lachem Bayam HaRishon, Priyei Tzadar. Right? Every day, everywhere in the world, the first day. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it's all 7 days. Usmachtam Lachem Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yamim. Fine. Says the Bikur Yaakov, but wait a minute. We know that in a couple of different instances, the Rambam defines Mikdash as all of Old Yerushalayim. Mikdash is called, a few times in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says Mikdash doesn't mean Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. So, if that's true, then shaking a lulav in Old Yerushalayim, every day of Sukkot is still Daraisa today. So the Bikur Yaakov says, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, but that is an existent, that if somebody has the opportunity, they should go there, and that's why they say Rabbi Yashiv and others had the Chumrah of every day of Sukkot going to the Old City in order to be able to shake lulav midaraisa, even if you do it to Rabbanan, elsewhere, midaraisa in Yerushalayim. So that's the only, not a din of Alila Regel, just a din of Netilas Lulav. But that's an important ha'ara of the Bikur Yaakov. Okay, weiter, Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, what the Ran just quoted. Also this case is a case of Zeruzin. Also, if you want to make Bimada your friend to eat by you, Yomarlo, tell him, Kol Neder Shani Asid Lidor Hubatel. Make a moda'ah. Make a statement before you make the neder and say, any neder that I'm about to say should be batel. And then you make the neder that, you know, everything's asr unless you eat by me. As long as you remember the tnai at the time that you made the neder, so then it is batel. Says the Gemara, I don't understand this. I don't understand. You're trying to get your friend to eat lunch by you. So you're going to make a neder, all I know is asr to you unless you eat. So what does the Mishnah say? Good advice, before you make that nether, tell him that your nether is going to be batel? Then for sure he's not going to listen. Then for sure he's not going to come. Right, so, says, what's the Mishnah talking about? The Ran said, the Gemara could have answered, well, maybe you made the Tanai quietly, and he doesn't know about it. That's one answer you could have done. But the Rush says here, no, the Rush says, you know why the Gemara says that? The Rush says here, not in the Rush, in the Pirush of the Rush here in the back, in the Psakim, you see from here, being mevatel a nether bechashoi, moser moda'a, on a neder b'chashoy, doesn't work. That's why the Gemara says that. Of course the Gemara could have said that, oh, you said it in private. No, it must be that it doesn't work in that case, right? You need, cover your day, Reish Yud Aleph. The Rush says right here, he says it must be that it doesn't work. Pesha b'azim b'metz, di bitel b'chashoy, ein bitulo bitel, kima de nadar b'stam, only in Bita Bafarhesya. That's what works. Bita Bafarhesya. What does the Rush mean by Chashoy versus Bifarhesya? Does that mean, what if I am Motzi the words? What if I'm Mashmiya La'aznav? The Bach says, right here in Yoredeya, Reish Yud Aleph, the Bach says, even according to the Rush, as long as you said it with your words, you were mashmiya la'aznav, that would be good enough. Just like it works by Kriyashma, just like it works by Tefillah, just like it works by Birchas HaMazon, you're mashmiya la'aznav, even if I say it very quietly, so only I could hear it. That's what the Bach says. But if you look in the Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Homer, neder shani rotze lidor, lo yehe neder, v'nadar, ain't no neder. It works. Bamed varma murim shehotzi tchila bisfasav lo marshalo yeh neder avalim chashav kach belibo havi dvarim shebelev. Right? If you thought it doesn't work, and then the Rishon Lakish quotes v'yesh omrim daafilu amar kein belachash havi dvarim shebelev. Even if you said it quietly, it's good enough. Right? Who's he quoting? That's our Rush. Doesn't have to be Bifar Hesya. And the Taz and the Shach here wonder, is that really what the Rush means? The Rush is Mechalik between Bifar Hesya and Bechashoy. Motzi Bisfasav would be good enough? Would be good enough to be considered Bifar Hesya? They're not so sure about that. That's what it could be. That the point is you have to say it out loud, that other people can hear it. not dafka that it's like yotzei, like a mitzvah of dibur, like tefillah and kriya shema. Right? It might have the same rules. Either way, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so what is the Mishnah talking about? That you make a ned there and you're mevatel before, and of course he's not going to come. So Gemara says, chisur mechzer v'achik tani. You're right. The Mishnah is missing, or Adasa, the Mishnah is missing, v'achik tani. This is what the Mishnah, how it should be understood. If somebody makes a neder, he wants his friend to eat by him. So he makes a neder, and he's misarivo, and he's pushing him. Umadiro nidre ziruzenu. That's what this line has to do with our previous Mishnah. Right? That's nidre ziruzen. The second half of the Mishnah, totally different halacha, teaching me. Vaharotze shalo yiskaimu nedar of kol hashana. If anybody wants their nedarim for the coming up year, not to be chal, if somebody knows that he has an anger problem, and he knows he's going to make a lot of nedarim. See, but right now he's calm. See, he's going to say, you know what, I'm going to do something now to prevent any of my, he's roas anolad, to prevent any of my nedarim from being chal. So yama, Rosh Hashanah, he could stand on Rosh Hashanah, v'yomar, kol neder sh'ani asid lidar yehe batel. Any neder that I'm going to make this year should be nullified, u'bilvad shehe zachor b'shas neder. As long as I remembered that condition when I make the neder. Says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Should be just the opposite. Izachor, if you remember what you said and you don't repeat it, akre l'tsanoi. Isn't that uprooting what you made? V'kiyim l'nidre. And you will makayim your neder there. Should be just the opposite. It should be if you don't remember, not if you do remember. And by the way, parenthetically, the Ron says this kind of uproots the original question. What's the original question? If your friend hears your modah, and then later on he hears you make a tanai, oh, he knows it's not serious. But what do you mean? If you didn't repeat it, it is serious. We forget the earlier one. So the Ron goes through how to answer that question. But either way, back to the Gemara. So what is the Gemara's pshat of the Mishnah mean that you have to remember it? So two answers. Let's just finish the whole flow, and then we'll get into the Rishonim. Amar Abaya Tni, Abaya says, okay, change it. Ubavajalo Yezachem Abashas Anadar. That's easy. Okay, it's only if you didn't remember it. If you didn't remember it, so that's when it works. Because if you remembered it and didn't say it, that would be bad. Rava Amar, or Rava says no, and some Rishonim say, Rava's not arguing, he's just adding, Rava Amar la olam kidamrina meikara. Rava says, really, it's like we said, meaning it's zachor b'shas neder. But here's the key. Hacha b'mayaskinon kigon shehisna b'Rosh Hashanah. V'lo yada b'mayhisna. You make the tanai in Rosh Hashanah, and later on that year you make a neder, and you don't exactly remember what you said. You don't remember exactly what you said. Did I say all foods? Did I say all drinks? Did I say... I don't remember exactly what I said. V'hashtaka nadar, and now I'm making a neder sometime during the year. So, izachor b'shas ha-neder, if I remember at the moment of the neder, v'amar al-das harishona ani noder, and I say, whatever, I remember I said something, so my neder should be conditioned based on what I said earlier. So then, nidre les be'mamasha. So then your neder is subject to that tanai, and it's no good. The neder could be uprooted. Lo amar al das harishona ani noder, but if you don't say that, even if you remembered that you made some type of tanai earlier, but if you don't say, I'm making this according to what I said before, akre l'tanai v'kien l'nidre, then the tanai is meaningless, and your neder is a full neder. That's what the Mishnah means, as long as you remember b'shas ha-neder, but there's a difference whether you said it or not. Period. Last line. Rav Huna Bar Chinina Savar L'Midrashay B'Pirka. Rav Huna Bar Chinina was going to say, make this, right, this, how Rava understood the Mishnah. He was going to say this out loud in a drasha, in a shir, a way to get out of your nadarim beforehand. Amar Le Rava. Rava says to him, no! Tana Kamastim L'Stume. The Tana specifically said it in an unclear way. Kedeshalo Yinagu Kalas Rosh B'Nadarim. So people wouldn't take nadarim lightly. V'yata Rashale B'Pirka. And you're going to be dorishit in sheer? Don't do that. Period. A lot to say. Number one, this last line of the Gemara sounds like, this was answering a chisuri mechzera. So many times we think chisuri mechzera means somehow between the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara there were some words that got missing. You get the impression from this line of the Gemara that they did it on purpose. And for some reason, like here, it's clear they didn't want somebody to be mezalzel and adarim. But it sounds like they purposely didn't make it clear. And you're going to make it clear in public? No, you can't do that. There's a reason why it wasn't clear. Number one. Number two, it says here, you could do this on Rosh Hashanah. Dafka Rosh Hashanah. Why Dafka Rosh Hashanah? Obviously, this is where the minhag of doing Ataras Adar on Erev Rosh Hashanah comes from this Gemara. But the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rosh Beer say, it doesn't mean Dafka Rosh Hashanah. It means any day. The Rosh says, Davar Misuyam Nakat Tchilas Hashanah V'hu Adin B'kol Eisha Yirtze V'chol Zman SheYikva. Any day you want, any day. Fine. Says the Shita Mekubetzes. No. It's Bedafka. Either Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Why? Because those are days that people are serious. It's not any day of the year. That's the point. The point is that they're serious. He quotes, the Shita Mekubetzes here quotes Rabbi Nisanel HaKadosh. It says in the footnotes here, we're not sure 100% who that is. He goes, Rabbi Nisan al Hakadosh, Nire, to Rosh Hashanah Dafka, Shemitoch Shu Yom Hadin, Gomer Belibol of Atel, Behu Adin Yom Akipurim, Avo Bishamru Betzina, still Das Mivurar Umuchachave, Vilakach, 500 years ago. Anu regilin levatel biyom hakipurim v'lomar miyom hakipurim zed yom hakipurim haba aleinu litova. Right, that is the Shita Mekubetzes that is dafka on Yom Kippur, dafka on Rosh Hashanah on days that it is on days that people are serious. Good. The major action here is Kol Nidre, and that is what. It sounds like from this Gemara that you could stand on one day and be mevatel nedarim from the future. So that is exactly what Rabbeinu Tam says is going on here. Take this Gemara literally, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam changed or formatted Kol Nidre to fit into this Gemara. To say, what's Kol Nidre about? We stand on the night of Yom Kippur and we're matir what nedarim. Rabbeinu Tam says, Nedarim for the coming year. For the coming year. Rabbeinu Tam has five kashas that you can't say Kol Nidre is about Nedarim from the previous year. You're not Mefaret, you need a Bezdin of three, you can't do it at night. Five or six kashas that the Ran quotes, that the Rush quotes, everybody quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to say, you have to make the lashon of Kol Nidre fit in that it's going on the future. It's Mikan Ulehaba, right? That is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and that's why that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Rishonim, the Rosh is not so convinced. The Rosh says, what do you mean? You need three people? You have the whole shul. You have the whole shul here. Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, who's Matir the Nedarim of the Chazan? Everybody repeats it, right? Everyone says it beforehand. Right, and there's every kasha that the Rabbeinu Tam asks, the Rush has a defense to. Miu Nira says the Rush, Kiminaga Kadmonim, the Lashon Kol Nidre Mochiach Shenitkan on the Darm Sha'avru Aleihem Bishana Sha'avra. Umatirin Osan Kadelehi Natsam and Onesh. I Shloshed Yotos Kolakol Omer Moso, Ish, Levado Balachash. Everybody's saying it together. So the Rush says it's going on the Darim from the past. And Rabbi Sadia Gon. And again, each of the kashas of Rabbeinu Tam are gone through by the Rishonim. But it's a major machlokas Rishonim. What is Kol Nidre about? The future? Nidarim of the coming up year or the past? That's why in many machzorim we say both. Miyom HaKippurim Shavar Ad Yom HaKippurim Zeh, Miyom HaKippurim Zeh Ad Yom HaKippurim. Right, so it's the both because of the machlokas here. Machlokas Rishonim here, and we cover both deyas, the past Nidarim and the any future Nidarms. That is a machlokas. Again, there's more here. We spoke a little bit yesterday already about the message of Kol Nidre and its connection to Yom Kippur. But basically, we don't want any Mshibudim. We don't want anything that we are Meshubad to except the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So a nether makes us Meshubad. So we have to undo any knots. Right? You could say it's similar. There's a minhag that some have by a wedding. Now, that a chasan and kala undo any, like the shoes would be untied if there are laces or anything. It's not a minhag like that, not a din. But right, only the getting married only with this woman. So in Yom Kippur, we're, so to speak, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most intense way. And therefore, we can't be connected to anything else. No more, no other Nedarim. And another reason why we don't want to have Nedarim on us as we go into Yom Kippur. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll leave it for now. Kol Nidre. Spend a whole couple of shiurim on that. Okay, we'll stop here. Just scheduling note, tomorrow will be the last stop here for a couple of months. Then after tomorrow, it'll be a couple of days break. It'll be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up next week from Chutz La'aretz. Okay, we'll stop here.